Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Amen. As you can see, I am standing in our beloved church behind our altar, which has received our worship and our prayers for over 60 years. We have been the family of St. Francis for 70 years. And in all that time, there has never been a season when we could not come to church on a Sunday morning until now. We can't see each other or hug each other or have a cup of coffee outside the church or chapel. Sounds unreal, but it is so real, and we so feel it. Unbelievable that we cannot come to church. But let us be grateful for our history, because for 70 years, the St. Francis family has supported each other and together shared our joys and our sorrows. My friends, we are the new people of God that future parishioners will talk about. We are the new people of God that they will say survived an exile with grace. We are carrying on in heroic and hidden ways. And most of us are quiet heroes held together by an invisible grace. But the experience of this exile, this worldwide pandemic, is affecting each of us differently. We have good days and bad days, days when we feel off, and days when something or someone lifts our spirits and we have positive energy. We have had to adapt. We have had to be careful. We have had to make choices for the sake of ourselves and others that have restricted our freedom to get out and be social. In other words, how not to contract or spread the coronavirus is a daily preoccupation. And thus, we are not in church, but right now, an online family of God. Yet, I can hear the echo of your voices lingering in this church, remembering past worship times, coffee hours, fundraisers, ministry moments of all kinds. God has been faithful, a faithful strength since the beginning of our foundation 70 years ago. So may you be blessed right now, believing in God's love and care for you. And today, Jesus says that message in our gospel. You do not need to handle anything alone. And so we hear, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. We just can't hear it repeated often enough. But we are just like the disciples. We hear the golden words of Jesus, and they go in one ear and right out the other. And so these words of comfort and care don't get rooted in our hearts. But there is also another underlying message. It is about a certain balance when we hear, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. When Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you," he knew his first disciples would get that image. They knew that if a carpenter was commissioned to build a yoke, he had to make sure it was perfectly balanced on the shoulder of each ox, so the yoke would not scrape the flesh raw. Yet don't we feel raw when we are not balanced? An unbalanced yoke causes injury. So Jesus is saying clearly to his listeners, "I will help you carry the load." Being yoked with Jesus provides a way through our difficulties that will even allow rest for our souls. We are not carrying our heavy burdens alone. But I need constant reminders of this message every day, throughout the day. So next to my laptop at home is a hand-carved statue of the risen Jesus. The welcoming arms of Jesus are wide open, and his head is tilted back. His gesture is definitely, "Come to me." He is not on a cross. I have so needed that visual reminder, that symbol of grace, especially these past 3.5 months, working from my home office, Hermitage. So seeing that gentle, simple wooden carving of Jesus, and it's very modern and simple, helps me become prayerfully present. But I can't be that way unless I stop and notice. So how do you manage? How do you slow down and let go? Mostly we go from thing to thing, or sit, or work from home, or work on yet another puzzle to keep our brains engaged, or do whatever it takes to get through this exile time as normally as possible. But there is actually a greater mystery going on in this world. We are unraveling for a reason. We are not meant to continue in patterns that have not respected the dignity of one another, let alone ourselves. And in the midst of this worldwide learning curve is the honest message of Paul that we hear in our second reading. "I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." And then Paul asks, "Who will rescue me?" And he answers himself with, "Jesus Christ our Lord." Paul really did experience power and forgiveness. He had to, or he would not have written one letter after another to the people he had preached to and had come to love. He knew we are in this together, and he believed the only way out from self-centered patterns of injustice was through a power and presence greater than himself. So I invite us to stop and pray and breathe in the fresh air of Jesus Christ, that presence greater than ourselves. Exhale all your frustrations and fear, and slowly and consciously breathe in the fresh air of grace. Yet I am like Paul, and I slip into old patterns and wonder why I get tired. So the latest gift of grace is hearing within my soul, breathe in the word whole, W-H-O-L-E, and exhale the word holy. And why these two words? Because I know God wants me to be balanced, yoked with the gentle and humble Jesus. But I just didn't come up with these words, whole and holy, on my own. I asked for guidance. So I heard those words percolate up through the haze of distractions within me. They are graced and given words. A way through COVID-19 brain fog. A way through those moments when I recognize I am doing exactly what I said I wasn't going to do. So those are my anchor words, stronger than the noises in my head. But to hear the words of guidance, to hear in the silence of God's voice, we have to become present. We have to choose to balance so the yoke does not scrape us raw. What can be your two words? What can you inhale and exhale to help you find a balanced yoke? Is it love that you breathe in and exhale joy? Do you breathe in hope and exhale peace? This morning, I went for a power walk, and given the news, the extreme numbers of the upsurge of the coronavirus, I found myself breathing and exhaling a new set of words, strength and power. But I can only seek God's strength and power to be whole and holy when I accept the invisible grace of God found right in the midst of each moment, each breath I take. Pray this day. Ask for a way through. Even if you don't see or feel any answers, ask for words that will help you balance your way forward. Jesus will carry your burden with you. Listen. Jesus is always speaking within your very soul. Come to me, and I will give rest for your weary heart. Amen.
Amen.